The Crowley Edition Edgewood Place Walking Tour highlights 13 significant residences in two residential neighborhoods on the east side of the city. Parts of both of these neighborhoods were listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2009. This tour features homes built from 1920 to 1940. The architectural history of these two decades is a time period not previously recognized in the National Register or Footsteps Walking Tours in La Crosse. The great majority of the homes in this district are built in styles that were popular in America in the between the World Wars period. You will see excellent examples of the European-derived colonial revival styles, including those with English, Dutch, and Spanish precedents. The British arts and crafts influence can be seen in the modest bungalows and higher-style Tudor Revival residences. Modernism is well represented by three outstanding examples of the international style. Several ranch-style homes indicate the beginning popularity of this style in the 1950s. However, the colonial revival style and its variations dominate this architectural landscape, representing the upper-middle-class Midwestern feel of the neighborhood. This tour includes the work of several important local and regional architects who demonstrated their skill in designing houses in a variety of styles. However, the men who had the greatest impact on the neighborhood were two local contractors who built the great majority of homes in the district. William Crowley began working as a carpenter-builder in the early 1920s. In 1930, he purchased 41 acres from the local Franciscan sisters who had just given up plans to build a domestic science school on the property. Crowley developed this parcel into 140 lots that by 1940 were nearly completely sold and built upon. This was a remarkable accomplishment considering the adverse economic conditions of the 1930s. In order to survive the challenges of building new construction during the Depression, many of the Crowley-built homes were initially rentals. Crowley designed homes for the highly skilled professional class in the city. He put a number of deed restrictions on new construction in his development in order to create and preserve the upper-middle-class atmosphere in the neighborhood. Often seen as an indication of prosperity, stability, and privilege, colonial revival was the preferred style for Crowley and his clients. The interiors of Spangler-built homes are noted for their woodwork, fireplaces, and corner cupboards. Spangler also made his new homes available as rentals in order to keep building and maintain a cash flow. Spangler exhibited a great deal of creativity in his designs and built most of the distinctive Tudor Revival residences in the neighborhood.